From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has arrived in Montana, the latest stop on his campaign discussing sweeping changes to health care. He's attending a town hall meeting this hour at an airport hangar in Belgrade, lobbying for public support. The gathering may attract angry protests such as those that surfaced when members of Congress held town hall meetings this month. A cargo ship that went missing near the English Channel more than 2 weeks ago has reportedly been found, but several mysteries remain. The French Defense Ministry says the freighter Arctic Sea was found off the coast of West Africa. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The Arctic Sea was last sighted on July 30th as it steamed south out of the channel between Britain and France. It had a crew of about 15 Russian sailors and a cargo of timber valued at more than $1.6 million. French officials say the vessel has been sighted about 400 miles from the tiny island nation of Cape Verde off the West African coast. Russia's navy says it's sending a warship to investigate. Before the Arctic Sea disappeared, its crew had already told one strange story. They said they were boarded off the coast of Sweden by about a dozen armed and masked men who beat them, asked questions about drug trafficking, and thoroughly searched the ship. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Two air traffic controllers have been taken off the job in connection with last weekend's mid-air collision over the Hudson River bordering Manhattan. Nine people died when a single-engine plane and a tourist helicopter collided and crashed into the river. NPR's Ben Calhoun reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there's no reason to believe the two air traffic controllers in question contributed to the accident. The two work at Teterboro Airport, which is about 5 miles across the Hudson from Manhattan. One of the controllers cleared the single-engine plane for takeoff. Then, before the crash, the controller transferred supervision of the plane to another airport. Still, the investigation has revealed the original controller was talking on the phone at the time of the accident. Beyond that, the controller's supervisor had left the building at the time of the crash. The FAA says while they have no reason to believe the conduct had anything to do with the accident, it's unacceptable. The two controllers have been placed on leave and disciplinary actions are pending. Ben Calhoun, NPR News, New York.
The Lockheed Fire continues to rage in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. It has grown to 2,800 acres. Thousands of people have been evacuated. Favorable weather conditions have been helping firefighters today. Hundreds are already on the scene and more help is on the way. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 130 points at 9,271. NASDAQ Composite Index down 34 at 1975. This is NPR News. Eunice Kennedy Shriver has been laid to rest in Massachusetts. She died Tuesday at the age of 88. Thousands of people turned out in Hyannis today for the funeral procession. During a 2-hour funeral mass, Shriver's daughter Maria said when she was young, she didn't always know what to make of her mother.
Most of the mothers were dressed up and kind of neatly coiffed. Mommy wore men's pants. She smoked Cuban cigars and she played tackle football.
Maria Shriver also talked about her mother's tireless work advocating for the intellectually disabled and why she founded the Special Olympics. The U.S. says it will resume training for forces of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
U.S. Defense Department officials say they'll continue a combat training mission in Georgia in order to prepare troops for counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan. Washington spoke with Moscow about the trainings to avoid any misunderstandings. The new training session, set to begin September 1st, comes a year after Russia's brief war with Georgia, when U.S. troops were conducting a similar training, which had to be stopped due to the fighting. Ties between Russia and the West have been tense since the war. Russia last week accused Washington of rekindling Georgia's war machine. Up to 70 U.S. troops are expected to train Georgian soldiers over the next 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Consumer prices in the U.S. were unchanged in July as energy costs retreated from their surge in June. Analysts say that in the last 12 months, prices have dropped 2.1%, the steepest decline in nearly 60 years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.